Metronome. A Cool FM Podcast.
Alrighty, it's J-I-G, and don't forget to put the E. And together we are
Jig. I love it.
Yeah, so that's what we're all about.
Yes, I feel like it's here to stay.
It's here to stay. J-I-G. It's another brand new podcast, and today we're talking about nothing but music. You know how music feeds the soul? You know how they say we use music and we do not abuse it? That's what we are all about today. Every other day, 24/7, that's what we do. You know what they say? It ain't a thing but a chicken wing out the string. If you're wondering what I just said, pump up the volume because we'll be talking about some more. I'm not alone. I got the beautiful queen with a positive vibe, Jennifer Ibrahim.
Woo-hoo-hoo! No. You know, you need to go some more. You need to go some more.
And the crowd goes wild. And you cannot get enough of her contagious laughter. Even if you're having a bad day. Imagine if you're a husband and you're like, will you eat? No. And he goes, hunger go kill you.
Now that sounds like something I would definitely do.
I know you. So today we're talking about music and the way music these days are being promoted. You know, back in the day, you put out a good song, it's all about maybe the team behind you, how you put the song everywhere, maybe on billboards. Back then, we didn't have, you know, social media or the internet, but they had creative ways of putting it on music, on TV, on radio, and so many other platforms. But these days, people now devise a whole lot. First, you need to get the influencers, you need to be on point on your social media. Your content on social media has to be cool. And even if you do all of these things, sometimes you need to do a little bit extra. And these extras that we're talking about, some people sometimes make crazy videos. Sometimes they stage some certain things. Some people sometimes even put out stories that they are dead. Excuse me, I didn't say anybody's name. But, you know, people do a whole lot. But we're beginning to see, even local and international, a trend. Sex tapes. Doing all sorts just to chase that clout. Is clout now a major ingredient in promoting your record? Well, all I have to say for you right now is get your aux and get your Kool-Aid. Pun intended, if you put it together, now you know what I'm talking about.
That's right. Speaking about how music started and how we promoted music before now, I remember the best way or the first thing I would always look out for is watching the videos. Ooh. You know, like when you hear the song on radio, you're just so excited and you can't wait to find the video. And when you see the video, you just connect with the artist. But these days, you're all in our faces and we see you literally every time. And we know your thoughts and we know what car you're driving. Some people have to take it a top notch by just doing crazy things.
Taking so they're gonna trend. I wonder why they do things like that. Now recently we know the, like I said before, grab your aux and your Kool-Aid. This kind of female go crazy. Pun intended, if you put two together, you know what I'm talking about. So before the saga of his sex tapes, and we are hearing that there are different volumes, volume one, volume two, volume three, they're even calling some the Spider-Man move. I don't know, but I've seen the video, but all I have to say is crazy. But before then, Oxlade, awesome musician, his body of work,
I love his sound.
His sound is just ridiculously good. Like, he is that good. But now that the videos and the volumes are out there, we're beginning to see an increase on his streams. And this is making me wonder, some of these things, are they truly intentional? And we're beginning to see not just musicians, even actors and actresses doing the same. Recently, I had, what's his name now? The Nollywood fine boy.
Jim Ike.
Yes, I had Jim Ike in the studio and he was talking about, you know, when he got that guy who did stuff about him and said all kinds of stuff that he was a ritualist and all of that, where a video surfaced where he had to, like, you know, address the guy with his fist and a few slaps and whatnot. So I was curious. I was like, so how did you track him down? Trust me, you would not believe what my brother man said. He said he has this friend in Ghana. The guy's a computer whiz kid. So the guy did some and searched him out. They found out the location and all of that.
And
just
boom,
boom. That's how he found where he was. And he confronted him. And I'm like, wow, this is some real epic Nollywood / Hollywood series and all that. Just for this brother man to come on national medium to say, well, it was all staged.
Yes.
Now, is this slowly becoming a culture? For you to sell your records, you need to do something out of the numb to go popular. People are now showing body parts. People are now actually having intimate relationships and actually doing the Spider-Man stands and all that just to sell your songs. But sadly, it seems to be working. But are they also thinking about the adverse effect after all the streams keep going up, or when they plateau and there's nowhere to go? Check out the rhyme, plateau, nowhere to go, and you're stuck with the video that's out there.
Okay, so Mr. G, let's just go back a little. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Tiwa. And when that came out, I remember the lash she got. I remember how it was crazy.
Mm.
Now, for Tiwa, before now, she had to come out to say, yo, there's something like this that is actually coming up. Mm. So just in case you see it, know that someone is behind it and someone is trying to blackmail her to pay money to put this out. And after that, you could see that one time in one of the concerts she went for, she was like, you know what? When I want to sit up, when I don't go see him. Okay. Shortly after that, it came to our faces. And I remember how a lot of people were posting her picture, telling her, we stand by you. You're a queen. We're supporting you, and that all went. But there's something else with this Oxlade's urn. It's just crazy. The amount of cheer he got, it was like he deserved a national
honor.
Like, we should just give him a medal and say, you know, for being a Spider-Man.
Spider
the
sentence.
Flipper.
Did you actually say the flipper? Oh my goodness. Now I'm thinking of pancakes and flipping things and all of that.
But there was some flipping.
You know, that was some major flipping, like triple flips and all that.
You know, and with the flipping, like, why did you stop? Like, really?
Keep flipping. Well, we do not want to corrupt you or just give
you negative
information. But another thing that you talked about that has got my spider senses tingling is double standards. Because for Tiwa, she got a lot of backlash. But for Oxlade, people are actually saying, yo, people actually discovered him because of the sex tape. Some people who did not know who Oxlade was discovered him because of the sex tape. Now, I'm beginning to wonder, such people and those people, what rock were you living under? But anyways, did he have to do that to get the recognition he is getting? Now, what information are we passing out to other musicians and artists who are trying to, you know, come up in the industry? Is this now a strategy that works? If we see one sex tape, isn't that one too many? Do we need to see your privates before we appreciate your content and your singing? I really don't understand it. And
so
people are doing
this. Like, well, for people who actually take pictures of themselves, right? It's your picture. But the moment you start sharing it and we start seeing it, we're believing that you intentionally want us to have these images in our heads. And trust me, for a very long time to come, the next time you see Oxlade, you're just going to call him the Flipper.
The Flipper.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
Like, that,
like, that's it. Is that image you want to keep in our heads?
And you know, this might sound really disgusting. And the spitter?
Yes,
ugh,
the spitter.
Disgusting. Now, one thing I really want to just, you know, bring to our attention is this will now discredit anybody who has genuine content, stage or not, in the social media space.
That's
because
right.
Recently I saw a video and some people were like, oh, a noble gesture. And the next thing that followed were a barrage of people saying, stage is not real, it's fake. Now, it will make it really difficult for us to actually feed your hungry attention for entertainment and for content, because no matter what you put out there, people might plug holes in them and say it is fake. Mm. Now, will this not affect the creativity of promoting musical contents for musicians? And now actors and actresses are jumping on the bad wagon. And I'm like, why must it be like this? Do we need to go the clout route?
This is sad. Like, if he was an upcoming, mm-hmm. I would say, okay, he really wanted to get the attention. But like you said earlier, your sound is great. Mm-hmm. You are amazing. Mm-hmm. You're already in our faces. We love you for what you do. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, some people just have to do crazy things.
And I think maybe some of the big companies, brands out there, maybe they need to start... maybe, just maybe, some form of discrediting and dropping names if things like this continues. Because if it doesn't happen like this, more and more people will get into this bandwagon. And the young ones, who are highly impressionable about what they see, might begin to think this is a useful strategy mm-hmm. that they should employ into their craft, no matter what it is.
Yes. For instance, the girl actually got like 3 of her followers in just 24 hours after that video.
Now, the numbers, do they really, really worth your dignity and your sanity?
Remember, social media does not forget.
It never forgets. Imagine maybe 15, 20 years from now, and they want to run for public office, and somebody's like, I beg you, go and sit down, you these spider senses.
AKA the flipper.
Don't stop. Or why did you stop? No, the moral of the story is, I think musicians should focus their attention on giving us good music and putting them in places and spaces where we will truly appreciate them. We don't need all of this necessary exposure. Nudity is a no-no. We love the content. We love your music. If your music is not great, go back to the drawing board. Do what you have to do to put it out there. And enough of all of this nonsense and this madness of putting out your private activity out there. It might not bite you today, but trust me, truly but slowly and surely, it will come somehow and blow up in your face and maybe bite you in the behind. And when that happens, what will you do? Seriously, what will you do? We enjoy great music. We love it when they come up with creative stuff and they keep giving us creativity at its best. But come on, we don't need that. And the double standards that are out there, is what not good for the goose not good for the gander no more? Are we having it, you know, are we changing the script or flipping the script? I don't know why I'm using the word flip too much, but why are we flipping it? Mm-hmm. What applies for the guy or the lady should apply for the guy, because morals have a standard that must stick and follow. And this is where we say, don't chase clout. If you're a musician, mm-hmm. if you intend in putting good stuff out there, just maybe walk around a day in your life with a camera would probably be enough entertainment and enough content for anybody to love your music and actually follow you. Stop the nudity. Stop this. I had to say suck.
Yes, stop. I heard that.
Stop the sex tape. And don't go about talking stuff and doing spider things and spinning on things and doing crazy stuff. And this is where we say,
peace.
We're out of here.
96.9 Cool FM.